With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A one-day therapist strike over AI fears.
About 2,400 Kaiser Permanente mental health workers went on strike in Northern California over fears the company will replace therapists with artificial intelligence. The National Union of Healthcare Workers was joined in its one-day strike Wednesday by 23,000 Kaiser nurses. Oakland-based Kaiser says the AI claim is false and that AI will not replace human assessments. Workers say Kaiser does not currently use AI for therapy, but fear the technology will become good enough to make it an attractive option. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Mark Wayne Mullen moving one step closer to becoming the next Homeland Security Secretary. Senate panel advancing the nomination by an 8-7 vote. The full Senate could act to confirm Mullen next week. Several House Republicans say they will not pass any bills coming out of the Senate until the SAVE Act is approved. More from Bernie Bennett.
A growing number of House Republicans are vowing to kill any bills coming from the Senate until the chamber passes what's known as the Save America Act, which would require people to provide proof of citizenship to register to vote and a photo ID at the polls. They want Senate Majority Leader John Thune to try to get the bill to President Donald Trump's desk via a simple majority vote by forcing a talking filibuster, which could hold up the Senate floor for months. President Trump has called on the Senate to use the talking filibuster to secure passage of the SAVE Act immediately. 25 House Republicans wrote Wednesday in a letter to Thune, "We agree. Consider this our filibuster."
Big changes on the horizon. Education Department handing off a portion of its student loan portfolio to the Treasury Department. Its first step toward shedding management of all student loans as the administration officially tries to now dismantle the education agency. This is SRN News. Well, Scotland is rejecting assisted suicide. That story from correspondent Michael Harrington.
After months of debate and a vigorous campaign by pro-life advocates, Scottish lawmakers have voted down a suicide bill 69-57. Simon Calvert of the Christian Institute says, quote, "We thank God that lawmakers got the message. So many colleges of medicine and disability groups expressed concern about the risks to the vulnerable and the sheer unworkability of the proposals. England is also considering assisted suicide legislation." Michael Harrington reporting.
Arkansas law requiring the Ten Commandments be prominently displayed in public school classrooms has been struck down by a federal judge. Last year, seven Arkansas families of various religious and non-religious backgrounds filed suit challenging the state's new law, in doing so naming six school districts as defendants. This is SRN News. The 2026 World Happiness Report blames heavy social media use for a stark decline in well-being, especially young people. Here's Rich Thomason.
The report concludes the effects are especially troubling among teenage girls in English-speaking countries and Western Europe. The annual report, published by the Well-Being Research Center of the University of Oxford, names Finland as the world's happiest country for the ninth year in a row. Other Nordic countries, such as Iceland, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway, rank among the top 10 happiest countries. Rich Thomason reporting.
Spanish authorities finding the body of a missing college student from Illinois. The body of 20-year-old James Jimmy Gracie found Thursday in the waters off of Barcelona Beach, near where he was last seen outside a club with his friends. More details, srnnews.com.